and welcome everyone to the Jeanette Biro podcast. I am so thrilled to have you guys here joining in as we dive into the world of expanding consciousness. I am a medium, a channeler, and this podcast is an outlet for me to share messages from the Ascended Masters to light beings to archangels and more. And especially, I love sharing the messages from other people on this planet who are exploring consciousness for themselves and willing to share their experiences so that we can all learn, because no experience is the same. So thanks for joining the show. I hope you enjoy it. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much, as always, for joining me. I really do appreciate each and every one of you that you take time to listen to either the messages that I bring forward or that my guides bring forward. It's just such a cool thing. So I really want to thank you for that. Honestly, it means the world to me, so thank you. So today's episode is based on a question that I had recently, and I thought it was so good and so timely right now with everything we've been experiencing with the eclipse gateway, Mercury retrograde, the intensity of this year, and how we're being asked to really step into who we are, like really embrace who we are, but with an open heart. Now, embracing who we are and then the world around us with an open heart requires us to get vulnerable. And that vulnerability can show itself in so many different ways. And we may be very comfortable with our vulnerability in some ways, yet other ways we realize like, ooh, that's a no-go. That's a sticky spot. And what I have noticed a lot, and even in my own journey, but in how I've been witnessing other people's journeys through readings and sessions and all of that kind of stuff, is that one of the ways that we block our vulnerability from being in survival mode, which many of us have been in for a long time, is through anger and resentment. Because in truth, anger helps you stay safe. And I remember when I was really struggling with anxiety really bad when I was like 17, 18, my method of coping from, you know, the wild thoughts that I would have, the what if thinking, the worries and all of that was to be angry. Because if I was angry, at least I was in control. So anger in some ways does serve a purpose, but it's about really recognizing how anger can support us when we need to stand up for something, but how it also can be very, very limiting. And also the energy that anger puts off long-term is actually quite toxic, if I can use that word. It's disharmonizing to the body and can be really detrimental to our health. So the question was, how do I let go of anger and resentment from past situations or bad things people have done to you, to me, however I read that question? How do you let go of those situations? And what's really interesting is, again, being in this energy that we're in now of moving into higher frequency, we can't take that same level of anger that we had before into this new frequency, into this 5D density. We will still feel moments of anger, absolutely. And I personally think that's healthy to feel the feeling, but then choose what you want to do about it. And hanging on to it for a long time is where it's not going to help you. And so anger and resentment, if we start here, anger and resentment are often kind of really blurred together, because often when we resent something, we get angry, right? If we're really angry for a long time, we start to resent the feeling of that. And so I want to start with this episode by going into the definitions of it. And it's so interesting because I recently talked about this too. I'm going to be referencing the Brené Brown Atlas of the Heart book again, because I really like how she describes things. And so when I was looking up her definitions, I'm actually going to read a little bit from her book here because I think they help to explain it really well. And that's where we're going to start this conversation, so we all have a really clear understanding of the definitions, and then we'll step into how it relates to where we're going and how we're moving and how we can release it. So in her book, on page 30, She says, resentful and bitter are definitely on my list. So I struggle with feeling resentment and I struggle with how struggling with resentment makes me feel. For years, I assumed that resentment was a form of anger related to my perfectionism. I mostly felt resentful towards people whom I perceived to not be working or sacrificing or grinding or perfecting or advocating as hard as I was. You want to see me go into full tilt resentment? Just watch someone tell me, yeah, I stopped working on it. It's not exactly perfect, but it's good enough. Or, I know it's due tomorrow, but I'm wiped, so I'm packing it in. Or, I don't get involved in those issues. They really don't affect me. That seems to be her trigger. She carries on to say, I've spent decades working on my perfectionism, and that helped, but resentment remained an issue. Then all of a sudden, in one sentence, my life changed. I was interviewing the emotion researcher and writer Mark Brackett for our Unlocking Us podcast, and we were chatting before the actual recording started. Out of the blue, I said, before we start, I've got a personal question. Is resentment part of the anger family? Without hesitation, Mark replied, no, resentment is part of envy. Oh, holy shit, she says. I'm not mad because you're resting. I'm mad because I'm so bone tired and I want to rest. But unlike you, I'm going to pretend that I don't need to. I'm not furious you're okay with something that's really good at it, really good and imperfect. I'm furious because I want to be okay with something that's really good and imperfect. Your lack of work is making me resentful. My lack of rest is making me resentful. Sorry, your lack of work is not making me resentful. My lack of rest is making me resentful. And so it's interesting when you put it that way, because resentment is wishing something was different from what it is and being envious of that. So that's something to consider when you're starting to resent something. Where is the aspect of envy playing out in that experience? Are you wishing or are you envious that somebody else seems to be carefree while you're still dealing with the hurts and triggers? Something to consider. Now, if we look then at the definition of anger, this is what she says on page 220. She says, if you look across the research, you learn that anger is an emotion that we feel when something gets in the way of a desired outcome or when we believe there's a violation of the way things should be. When we feel anger, we believe that someone or something else is to blame for an unfair or unjust situation, and that something can be done to resolve the problem. Anger is an action emotion. We want to do something when we feel it and when we're on the receiving end of it. Additionally, angry feelings can vary in intensity from mild irritation or annoyance to fury and rage. Anger is also a full contact emotion because it activates our nervous system and can hijack our thoughts and behaviors. It can take a real toll on our mental and physical health. Researchers explain that regulating and coping with anger rather than holding on to or expressing chronic anger is crucial for the health of our brain and also other organs in the body. There is also an interesting biological component to anger. A substantial amount of research indicates that our propensity for anger and aggression is particularly hereditary, but the specific genes location are not yet identified. And so what's really interesting is that there's a lot of back and forth on anger being a primary emotion or a secondary emotion. Now, instead of kind of debating whether that is or whether that isn't, when we recognize what anger is and when we recognize where resentment lies, we can then start to define and break down why we're hanging on to it. What is it from that situation, that event, those particular people that is keeping you stuck? Because the thing is if we don't dive into exploring what it is, it will block our progress. It'll block our progress in spiritual growth. It'll block our progress in finding peace. It'll block our progress in maintaining or creating healthy bodies. Anger is so, so, so invasive to the body. Spirit right now just called anger an invasive species if left to run rampant. And that makes a lot of sense. So something to consider. So now when you're dealing with anger and resentment and you're kind of stuck in this situation, you're like, I swear I've healed everything and I don't know why it's still here and I still get triggered. The first thing to remember is that, and again, I'm speaking from my level of understanding, and I also want to say I appreciate so much that there are more people that know more about this than I do. However, because the question came to me, what I've learned with anger and from talking to spirit and resentments is that soul cycles, soul lessons, repeated feelings will remain until they have been healed. And so there are many layers to our healing. And sometimes we will heal the main situation, but there are deeper kind of tendrils or roots from that situation that might go to deeper layers. So we may release the anger and resentment of the main situation, but maybe we haven't released the anger and resentment of how vulnerable that made us feel or how afraid we felt. And maybe we have an envy of those that are not afraid of things. We can even have experiences that go so deep into our bodies, we need to do some somatic work to really allow the body its chance to express its version of the situation or its experience of it. And so something to notice is if it keeps coming up, there's something else that you need to do regarding that situation. There's more healing somehow, deeper questions. And healing with anger and resentment isn't always talking to the person. Say it's a person and you blame that person for something. Sometimes that person may not understand why you're angry, because in their realm of truth, they just don't understand. And so sometimes there is a certain level of peace that needs to be made within you and yourself. And so what I find really helpful in that situation is when you are not able to talk to the person, say they've passed, say you can't find them, say you do not wish to talk to them in person, or you know that they do not have the consciousness to hear you out, that if you were to try and share your experience with them, it would go nowhere. In that situation or all of those situations, you can talk to the person's higher self. You can have a seat. This is what Spirit showed me, is they said, put a chair in front of you and ask their higher self to sit in that chair and then have a conversation with their higher self. Tell them all about how you feel. And it'll help release the energy from you, and it'll also be then kind of swept into the higher self energy of that person to move through, to heal, to shift as well. And sometimes those higher self conversations can lead to an apology from a person, or maybe somebody reaches out and wants to reconnect or whatever it may be. So talking to their higher self can be very helpful in helping you to heal deeper layers. But as well, I want to repeat that somatic work can also be very, very helpful for kind of deep-seated anger or resentment that you just can't quite think yourself through or try to heal cognitively. Like sometimes it is in the body, and that's where somatics come into play. Another thing is, another tactic that can be very helpful in releasing it is going through the situation and taking all the wisdom you can from it. What did I learn from this situation? Had I not gone through this situation, I would not have gained the wisdom of A, B, C, or D. Now, sometimes that's really easy to find, and sometimes it's not, because again, I'm giving a general recommendation, but everybody's journey is very individual. So I do want to say that. But gratitude does go a long way, because if you think about it, we come to have this earth life, and earth and the 3D density that it is, although we are stepping into 5D density too, but 3D density is very polarizing. It is very oppositional. There is very bright and there is very dark, very high highs and very low lows and everything in between. And most people don't go through this life just in the light, just in the highs. Most people have come to have an earth life to do some deep soul work, some deep journeys, deep experiences, digging deep, exploring who they really are when under stress and duress, when put to the test, right? The soul is aware of this coming in. And so sometimes these experiences where we then sit in anger or resentment are actually connected to some soul journeys. And so again, sometimes it's about learning the greatest, biggest lesson through having this experience. And I'm not saying that's the cause for all of them. But for some of you, that may help really kind of put your experience in like a section or compartmentalize it a little bit and be like, this was definitely a soul lesson. I didn't like it. But look at what I've learned now. Look at who I've become because of this experience. And even if that anger and resentment is applied towards yourself, because sometimes there's things that we go through that, you know, we feel that anger and we feel that totally applied to ourselves. And again, coming back to the idea of, what did this experience teach me? Did I like the person I was in that moment when I reflect on it now? No, I cringe. But did I learn a lot? Yes. Does that wisdom help carry me forward? Yes, it does. Am I a better person because of this experience? Yes, I am. And so then sometimes we can change that. And when we start to kind of loop into that energy, we can start to dissipate that feeling of anger. And then the other thing too is that continuing on this aspect of wisdom is we become the best teachers and the best safe place for people when we have had experiences in situations. So for those of you that are really struggling, your struggle right now will become a safe space for somebody else because of your understanding, because of the deep nature in which you experienced it and how you continue to move and heal through it. You not only become a safe space for somebody, but you make the healing possible. Because every time each and every one of us heals from something, we make that pathway available in the collective consciousness. That's the really neat thing, which is why spirit always says, what you do matters. You matter exactly as you are. Your journey matters. It creates ripples. These ripples carry these energy frequency pathways for others to be able to tap into, which is why prayer, meditation, intention setting, whatever you call it, is so useful, because in that energy, you tap into all possibilities. And if you think of all the different kinds of journeys people have had on this planet, as they heal through those, all of their healings go into this collective energy of possibilities, which allow us to draw from that support, that frequency, that insight, that intuitive piece that comes from it. Like, it all matters and it's all connected. So, something to be said. So I will leave you with this, is if you are sitting there dealing with anger and resentment to a person, to a situation, to yourself, and you just can't get rid of it, there are deeper layers, number one. Number two, try to pull out everything you can that has helped you gain wisdom because of it. And honestly, make a list so you can read it back. Make a list of what that is and how you are better, stronger, wiser, whatever, because of this situation, and turn that into your personal power, into your personal knowledge base. Don't let the anger keep seeping in through your energy and your body. Turn that anger into wisdom, into power, into knowledge, into the energy to do better than what was, to be better than what was, to be more compassionate, more caring. All of those kinds of things make a difference because, again, you matter. So I hope this episode really helps all of you to find ways to release the energy of the old, because it's about not carrying anger into the new energy. It doesn't mean we won't ever be angry. We will, but we will feel it. We'll express it. We'll move through it and we'll carry on. That's kind of the goal. So I hope this helps you feel empowered and have a pathway to shifting those layers within you, however they may be. And it doesn't have to be an instant process. Sometimes it takes many, many times, many repeated efforts at going through those layers. But every time you do, you release a piece and your heart will open more and your body will relax more. Your consciousness will expand more and you will feel more grounded and calm in who you are. So there's definitely a power to be gained. So as always, everyone, thank you so much for joining me on the show. I appreciate you so very much. I hope you feel inspired and that you matter. And I will see you all next week. Have a beautiful rest of your week.